Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2147, How I Overcame a Fear of Flying and Changed My Life in Every Way, by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to our Sunday bonus episode, where I share an article with you from a different podcast in our network to keep your life nice and optimized. Today's episode is coming from our very first podcast, Optimal Living Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this, and please do follow or subscribe to the show to get new episodes every day. And with that, here's Justin with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
How I Overcame a Fear of Flying and Changed My Life in Every Way, by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. I saw a plane crash. Sometimes people have seen a fake plane crash, like in a movie, and sometimes people see a plane crash on the news if someone miraculously took footage of it. But I saw a plane crash right in front of me, and hundreds of people were incinerated that second in front of my eyes. You might think, why hasn't he written about this before? For an obvious reason I'll explain in a second. I saw a plane crash, and afterwards, I had nightmares. For the first year, I had nightmares almost every night. The nightmares would have two forms. Either I'd see a plane crash in the nightmare, the obvious one, or I'd have a nightmare that a tidal wave was coming over New York City and I'd try to run to escape, but I could never run fast enough and I'd wake up in a panic. Super vivid. I had this nightmare on average 5 times a week for the first year. Then it'd be about once a week for the next 4 years. And then it finally started to die down. For some reason, every time I moved into a new apartment, I started having the nightmares again. I don't know why. When I moved into Airbnbs, I didn't have the nightmares. I lived in Airbnbs for 3 years. I think big changes that seemed permanent would trigger the nightmare for me. Because when you sign a lease on an apartment, you give up some control over your life. Airbnbs, you have maximum control. I can leave whenever I want, and I'm not responsible for any personal belongings. I'd never been afraid of planes before the plane crash. I never minded turbulence. I was never afraid to fly. I guess it's obvious, but once I saw a plane crash with my own two eyes, I couldn't handle even the slightest turbulence. It was only a myth I told myself that I had even a slight amount of control over the events in my life. I didn't fly for about 4 years after I saw the crash, but I was surprised at how scared I was when I eventually got on a plane again. The slightest air bump and I'd be convinced we were crashing. I'd say to myself, never again, never again, never again. And I'd think to myself, I'm never going to see my kids again. I would always want to cry on the plane, or ask the stewardess if turbulence is normal, or I'd turn on music super loud so my ears would hurt and distract me. Then something happened that was wonderful. I saw the TV show Lost. Doesn't matter if you've seen the show or not. I was listening to Jerry Seinfeld on Norm Macdonald's podcast yesterday, and he said something I never even remotely thought of before. He said, people like a show when they like the background, when they want to be in that place. I never thought of that. I always thought people liked shows because of the stories, the characters, the humor, the drama, etc. I'm sure this is mostly true, but I never even considered that people like a show because the place the show happens. But then I thought, Lost. In Lost, the very first scene, a plane crashes on an island. The rest of the series is about how special that island is. From the very first show to the finale, which many people hated, but I didn't, I wanted to be on that island. The island was mysterious and magical and beautiful. and I wanted to be friends with Jack and Kate and Hurley, the main characters. I loved them. I loved the island. I loved the magic of the island. There was a certain aspect of faith, that faith in the island could bring magic into your life, like the Force in Star Wars. After that show, I stopped being afraid of flying. Now when I fly, if there is turbulence, I close my eyes and pray. I pray that we crash. I pray that the turbulence gets worse. I pray that somehow or other we crash and I land on the island of Lost. I know this is not realistic, but doing that actually made me feel better when the turbulence got worse instead of more scared. I look forward to turbulence the way someone buying a lottery ticket knows they are going to lose, but is basically buying a few moments of daydreams. What if I win? What if I land on the island? Every turbulence in life can be viewed that way. Change can always turn into magic. I've had so much turbulence in my life in the past 20 years, like many people, but now I mostly look forward to it. I know that every turbulent moment has the seeds of fortune sown into it. In the past 3 years, I've had many changes. Most of my friends would say too many changes. Frightening changes, crazy changes, changes that should happen once every few years happen almost every month or every week. But because I've ratcheted up my changes in every way, I increased the chances of magic. And magic has happened. But why did I see a plane crash and why don't I ever write about it? It's the obvious. I had breakfast at the World Trade Center on 9/11. I was walking home on Church Street at 8:45 a.m. My business partner, Dan Kelly, turned towards me and said, "Is the president coming to town today?" Because there was this jet flying low, 600 feet high, right at us, right down Church Street. And then it passed right over us. Everyone sort of ducked because 600 feet is pretty low. And then we watched it crash right into the World Trade Center. Why have I never really written about it? Because a lot of people had it a lot worse, and it's not my story to tell. But it did trigger nightmares and a fear of flying. The nightmares disappeared after about 5 or 6 years. But with the fear of flying, I learned something. I had to always lean into the worst case scenario, crashing. Sort of like bombing on stage at stand-up comedy. Nobody wants to crash. Nobody wants to bomb on stage. Everyone wants the best things to happen all the time. But that's not how the world works. Life is hard. We can't control it, but people want to believe we can. That's why there's all these BS books like The Secret, a false belief we can get tickets for a vacation just by wishing for them. But if you do the opposite of those control or law of attraction books, that's when a beautiful life can be born. Often the true magic, the sweetness we are afraid to taste, are buried in the bitterness and horror of reality. That is where true faith happens. And I'm a magician. You just listened to the post titled, "How I Overcame a Fear of Flying and Changed My Life in Every Way," by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And thank you to James. Not an easy subject to read about or narrate. Props to him, though, for finally writing about this experience. I will say, I do think there's value in the law of attraction, but I see what he's saying, especially in times when things are out of our control, like what's happening in the world currently. I'm recording right now as far as ahead as I can because everything is so uncertain right now. So on that note, if I don't acknowledge maybe big changes happening in the world, if I don't acknowledge that here on this show, that's why I've recorded ahead and hoping things calm down, but I don't know what's to come. I'll likely acknowledge more current things in my newsletter at oldpodcast.com, but here I'm going to push through and hopefully bring some more positivity to you. So do take care, but that will do it for today. Thank you for listening and sticking around until the end. Have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.